WW2DDT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. All right, good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2DDT. Welcome to the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. It's conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.835, the meter repeater of the Venture Cruise 7373 Amateur Radio Club. This repeater uses PL 1514 or has no PL. Depending on what state it's in, I think it's off currently. And you're welcome to join the net. The purpose of this net is to have a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, natural sciences, underlying our hobby, and of course what we do with our hobby, and what services we can provide with that. It's also an opportunity to post your for sale swap and wanted items, and you're welcome to do any of those things. The other thing we should note is that we'd like you to check in even if you don't think you have a need to contribute, because your presence helps us figure out how we should address the subject. You want to make sure that you address the audience in an appropriate manner. So the other thing is we do have a support Yahoo group, which is a private Yahoo group. It's called ComTech Group, Charlie Oscar Mike, Tango Echo Charlie Hotel, Golf Romeo Oscar Uniform Pop. And the ComTech group at Yahoo Groups is a way we exchange information between nets and also like move around files and other support materials that might be useful for folks. If you'd like to be a member and haven't figured out how to find it or get into it, just email me at w2ttt@att.net or the ARRL.net. So without further ado, stations whose call signs begin with the letter Whiskey, please call K2BAR. Okay, let's try the Novembers. Alrighty. How about those kilos?
KD2JQZ listening.
KD2JQZ. Very good. Where are you located? What's your name, sir?
My name is Chris. I am on a handheld in Upper Saddle River, New Jersey.
Welcome aboard, Chris. Very good. Alrighty. Any other kilos?
K2BAR. This is KD2BKD, Bob in Park Ridge. No traffic this evening.
Okay, Bob, no problem. Alrighty, any other kilos?
K2BAR, this is Kilo K2 OFC, Kilo 2 Oscar Foxtrot Charlie. Bob is North Arlington, also with a Mamma Mia bus.
Yeah, a little noisy tonight, Bob, but okay, gotcha. K2FC, welcome aboard. Any other kilos?
K2BAR.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
YRAC is in Suffern. No traffic.
Okay, very good, Steve. Welcome aboard. Any other kilos? All right, how about Alphas? All righty. Let's end up being a short net here tonight. All righty. Well, I don't have a particular topic to bring up tonight. Other than a while back, Bruce W2SC kind of tweaked me to make a receive-only iGate, which is basically an internet gateway for APRS. And basically, whatever it receives, it will stuff into the internet and send down to the server in Finland so everybody can see where whoever's been. Has been, and his rationale was that we have these valleys here in Bergen County that really limit APRS beacons from being recorded. So rather than having because of, we should just simply, capture that, those beacons and get them up onto the internet and into the server. And his suggestion was a Raspberry Pi 3 and a DVB-T dongle, you know, these nice little receiver dongles. And someone actually had a build already assembled. All you have to do is go in and, in fact, they even had SSH on it, so you basically boot your Raspberry Pi, find out its IP address, SSH into it, and then a couple of configuration files, reboot, and away you go. So I got as far as getting to the point where I'm starting to do the edits on the config file, and that's where I stopped, but we did that the other night from scratch, and it was relatively painless. So we had a little SD card and the like. Of course, there are other iGates that are also repeaters, and they're built for those too. They don't use the DVB-T module, they use one of these Dolby dongles, the sound dongles that go in and out, stereo in, stereo out, USB module, and that's pretty cool as well. So I'm just passing that little bit along. Anybody have tried that or is interested in trying that, let me know. It can certainly help them. Alrighty, but and your investment basically is a Raspberry Pi 3, an SD card, a DVB-T dongle. Not very much, maybe $60 or so, $60-$70. And you can receive all that stuff and stuff it into the internet, which I think is pretty cool. Alrighty, anybody else have any topics for the net?
KD2BKD.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, on that thing, you said a Raspberry Pi. Will it run on a Pi 0W?
I believe that it can run on a Pi 0W. You may have to build your own build, but it's relatively straightforward to do that, from what I can see. They have make facilities on a couple of public servers, so I would think so.
Yeah, because then you could probably make the thing, what is the... SDR cost about, I don't know, $15-$20, and then you got another $5 for the zero, the memory card, I don't know, $5, power supply, I don't know, maybe another 10, so maybe you could do the whole thing for $30-$35.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Yeah, I'm a little slow of thought here today, so while Bruce, W2SD, and I have been playing around with this idea for a while, I finally got my Zoom and did something about it. We both have had the gear together. We acquired all the components like 3 months ago. We just never got busy to complete it. But in between, I guess it was last week, I had dinner with N3UXK, Dave, and Dave had done exactly what you're talking about, a Raspberry Pi 3W, a really nice DVB-T dongle. His actually was, you know, one with an N connector, probably with an SMA connector on it, as opposed to the original funky European connector. And so you didn't need an adapter. And, you used an 8 gig SD card, or micro SD card, and then, of course, just for good measure, you used a, I think a battery-operated power supply, you know, something really tiny that would run the thing for a day or two. So that was his thought. So very, very cool. So I can tell you that it was on a website called something 365. I forget now. Let me see if I can find it on the tablet. Do you have any thoughts on that, Bob?
Yeah, that conversion connector almost costs as much as the SDR at times. So yeah, if you have the SDR with the little SMA connector and you got the SMA nice little 2 meter antenna on there, forgot the cost of the antenna, but you can make that. Or even if it comes with it, if the SDR comes with an antenna, you can also just because I have one. I'm guessing you can just unscrew that little antenna in there and extend it to be about 15 inches longer, or just put a whole new wire in there for about 18 inches, and you should be set. No other comments. This is KD2BKD, back to net.
Yeah, so the version that I used was on QSO 365. QSO365.co.uk. So QSO365.co.uk. And it's on that site, and pretty cool stuff. This particular Raspberry Pi build was all ready to go. But I do believe that they actually had they have stuff for sale here too. That's where I got my image. I'm sorry. The other image was www.rtl-sdr.com. So Radio Tango Lima - Sierra Delta Romeo, software defined radio, if you will, .com. That'll do the trick, and that's where you can find the really nice SDR box, and the like. There's all kinds of good stuff here, so keep that in mind as well. There's rtl-sdr.com. I believe it's where you might want to go find some good stuff. May have to poke around a bit, but it's there. And RTL-SDR store is one of their buttons on their site. I'm doing that right now. And they have an RTL-2832U dongle that is a bit nicer than the one I have. It's temperature stabilized, it's got an SMA, it's got a bias T for power. Got a few other nice things, so, you know, I think you're, you know, I think you might want to look at that as a possible source. So I believe that's where Dave got his build from and also his hardware. Looking at that, yes, he did. Anyway, $21.95 for the dongle, but it's a dongle with a real connector, so it's well worth it. Anybody else have any thoughts on the subject?
WA2 ISC with a late check-in, no traffic.
Okay, Bob, very good. Alright, KD2BKD, anything else?
No, nothing else.
Yeah, they have a whole kit of stuff for $27 here. What is it exactly? Let's see, including the use of, we've got the R820T2 tuner, TCO, temperature compensated TCO, oscillator, SMA connector, an aluminum case, software switchable bias T, some ESD protection. Lower overall noise, I don't know what that means. I like measurements myself. Okay. That sounds good. They have that as well, so all kinds of options. And they package it with a bunch of other stuff here. A dipole antenna, telescopic antenna, cables, a tripod, a suction cup mount. It basically gives you a bunch of different kinds of antenna options.
$25. Personally, I would just buy the 2195 version and slap something on there. Away you go. Alrighty, anybody else have any thoughts? N2OEL, good evening, sir. What are your intentions, sir? Do you have a question?
N2OEL, just listening.
Alrighty, very good, Noel. Welcome aboard. Alrighty. There's some other things in here, too, that's on this website that's pretty cool, including some AM broadcast high-pass filters. So, blocks the AM broadcast band, which is great if you want to receive, 160 or even 80 meters. That's pretty cool. Anybody else with anything for the net? Alrighty, well, I guess that would be that. If there are no other thoughts for the net, we can secure uncharacteristically early. Any other topics for the net tonight?
NJ2BS, repeat.
Alrighty, well, I can say Portable Day was pretty cool. I saw a Go Kit from W2MSK that was factory built. He just added an E57, a Yaesu A57 into the case. It's really good. It's made by Rugged Power Systems. Rugged Power Systems. I forget which model it is, but it's very slick. It really is a nice device, so you might want to take a look at that, if that's your style. And also drop Mitch, W2MSK, a note. I think he's good at VWRL.net, and he can send you pictures of his. And any thoughts? It's got two embedded 10 ampere hour lithium batteries, and they can be wired in parallel, they can be fed separately. It's really kind of nice. So you can charge one while operating off the other, which is really slick. And even has provisions for a powering external transceiver, radios, equipment, accessories. But it all fits nice and neat in a really tight package. Alrighty. I saw that. And Ali had his 20 ampere hour BioNO power battery, his brandy new ICOM 7300. So that's pretty cool as well. All right. Anything else for the net? Please call KQBAR. I do have one announcement. Jim T2ZO asked me to pass along that the upcoming Hudson Division luncheon is on the first Saturday in November, and he's interested in knowing if anyone would like to go to that luncheon. It is in Newburgh. Hopes to have a couple of tables, probably Fairlawn as well. So anyway, it's all good, but I was asked to pass that along. Alrighty, last call for the net. Any thoughts?
T2BAR, KE2YRA, go ahead. I believe you're being modest, and if I'm correct, you're being honored at this luncheon coming up, correct?
Yes, and several other people are as well. Thank you. And they said that's a group effort. Let me get a hold of this real quick. I'll be right back. Alrighty. Greetings from WO2X, by the way. Alrighty. Steve, there are several people being honored for various things, but that's not why I... I was asked because Jim is the organizational chair for getting the luncheon to happen, and so that was kind of cool. So I was a little taken aback by the nomination. I really was. As I have said over and over and over, continue to do so, it's the product of a collaboration among many, many people, which you all number. It is an honor. I think we all should share in it at some level. KA2YRAWTTD.
Yeah, fine business, Gordon. We're all proud of you and certainly acknowledge the group effort. Back to you, KA2YRA.
Okay, and I'm going to throw in one other thing. AK2F might be lurking in the background here, and his signal is a little on the marginal side. He's horizontal, but he will be putting up a vertical Yagi for the future. But we were discussing the idea of tilting up a conventional Yagi 25, 30 degrees as a standing effort. It's a little awkward to do, but by doing that, you reduce the amount of noise you pick up on the ground and still end up launching a decent signal into the ether, as they say, because of the, you know, the E-plane of the, or the vertical plane of the, you know, the E-plane of your signals pretty much got a pretty good, solid lobe, of which much of it is in the ground, so why not stick it in the air and launch it more toward the horizon? And might be an interesting idea, we'll see. It has also some implications for things like meteor scatter and things like, what do you call it, they're running aurora and possibly even tropo as well, so we'll see. He's talking about putting a horizontal beam up at about 25, 30 degrees, and I may do that as well at some point. I just have to take an aluminum plate and build a new gusset plate, so we'll see. Anybody have any thoughts on the topic? Alrighty, well, I'll tell you what, guys, I got to call Dave back. So I'll say 73 and wish everyone a fine evening. We'll see you next Thursday for both the ARIES-NET and also the TechNet at 8:30 and 9 o'clock, respectively. This is K2BARWU2TDD, returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use. 73.
KA2YRA disconnected.
W2UEF repeater.
This is Anvil says repeater system. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. W2UHF repeater. This is Anvil says repeater system. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. W2UHF repeater. This is Anvil says repeater system. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat.
W2UHF repeater.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat.
WA2GXK.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat.
W2UHF repeater. This is Anvil says repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
decimal 151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
K2JK, MZ2K. Joe, where are you? Because I'm not hearing you. I'm still home, but I'm going to be leaving shortly. Try it again. Yeah, you're breaking up. Do you want to... I don't know. I don't know where we can try on 440, but when you get closer, maybe you get better. You on the HT?
Roger that, it's the 2K. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
JD2KKJ with JD2HXD, copy. All I'm getting is static. I could hear your voice underneath it, but the static's just drowning it out.
He has some issues with his mobile setup, so That's another thing to start looking at one of these days. Anyhow, playing around on HF a little bit. I don't think my antenna's working as I want it to. Something happened anyway, but it looks like it's boating and stuff. Anyway, battling some hills here and everything else. But I'm thinking I might take cert again starting in January. I think I'm going to take that cert course just to get honed up on it. I think the expiration's 3 years or something. I'm probably up to that now.
I remember Joe, okay. So, hello, I remember him. I see him at Hamfest, and I've seen him in the past there, but I remember, I haven't seen him in a while, though. But cool. Very good there. Very good with the cert class. I did a cert class quite a few years back up there at Mawa. I haven't been ever since, though. But now, radio-wise, I'm mostly in the car. I'm on analog, and here are some other repeaters scanning through. Like a 442. The other car is the same. They have the same repeaters on there. And I do some of the digital stuff. The DMR, Fusion, D-Star stuff. I do those at times. And join some nets around the states and all that. Different states. So that's mostly my ham radio things that I do. What else is going on? What else? I heard from, what's his name? I can't remember his name now. Hector. Hector came up here not so long ago, actually. He comes around, I don't know if he has family still up here or something, but, I don't know how he made out in a hurricane down there. Said he has his antenna down. Not stuff like that. I think he posted something on Facebook. Before the hurricane hit. Hopefully he made out okay. But he was up here not too long ago or so. What else? The Barron Hempfest is coming up. Next month, yeah, the Barron Hempfest.
You know, it was around the 12th to 15th, I see it. Around the 12th to 15th of October. I'm going to try to make that one. Well, I will make that one. I haven't been to any Hamfest. Well, no, that's not true. We went to, where did we go? Ringwood? I'm with Andriette here. We went to Ringwood, and that was quite a dive. But nice, anyway. It was just nice to get away. I got a funny story about that. I did talk to Hector. I emailed him. I told him, get the heck out of North Carolina. Come up, please. You know, he said he's going to ride it out, and he said he had 35 mile an hour wind, so I guess his antenna survived all right anyway. And that's the name of that tune. But, anyway, I haven't been too active over here or there. I guess I got a new here, nothing on 220, and maybe I could put something else in for 240. I got an antenna. I probably got another mag mount I could use or something anyway. I probably got a quarter wave also I could put on a roof if I wanted to. But I got a dual antenna. Maybe I'll put that up there or something. I could probably run this radio or something for 240, but I don't know. Anyway, that's the story. I still haven't made the plunge into the digital mode, and if I do, I know who I'm coming to talk about it. You're the man. I know you run a lot of nets there over on the Bergen Amateur Radio FM Association 440 machine. I'm coming up on the hill. I don't know if you're going to hear me after I drop down here into Paramus and get on 17, but I'm here quite a bit anyway, listening.
NJ2BS, repeat.
I'm going to make sure I scan. Okay, if I know you're on this repeater. I think I put this repeater not too long ago because Gordon does the techno on this repeater. Oh, it's his repeater there. So, and I programmed it up to this rate in this car. Very good, so he righted it out, okay. He righted it out down there. Alright, just like, when Sandy Hook up here, we read it out to as well. In fact, I didn't have power for like 7 days when Sandy Hook hit up here. It was alright, it was quiet without power. But then again, it's amazing how much you rely on it, though.
on all that stuff.
Paramus, I want to be there right now, actually.
I'm
stuck in some trial. I'm on the thruway right now, going down from West Nyack. I'm on the thruway. I'm hitting a lot of traffic here. Damn, I think either accident or construction. I don't know what they're doing on this road coming down there. But no, I heard you're okay there. I heard you're okay. A little bit scratchy there, Paul, but, you know, you're seeming okay there. But I don't know what they're doing. Right lane's closed and still going down. I think it might be construction they're doing. Maybe I should search the parkway. Or should have looked at something. I don't know. Oh, well. NZ2K, KC2ZMA. Dropping it out all the way. It's a negative copy there. But it's got nothing there. I'll be listening though. I'll probably be in a row for a little bit more. But I'll be listening.
J2
Repeat. NJ2BS. Repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
And set to K portable.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.